I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hold on 1 minute.
The big
Ahoy!
Oh, there he is. Hey. A little late today. We're both late. I don't know what's going on. Well, I've been here forever.
Well, I was talking to the fan man, so God, I can be late. His freaking boss. He's in there. He wouldn't shut up, and we had hot bento talk, and I may have been chastised today at a doctor's office. You know, it's
How did you... Wait, what does that have to do with talking to Dusty?
Well, I was talking to Dusty, and then we started on a conversation on lunch.
You just corkscrewed that right in there. I love it.
Well, we were talking to lunch, and then...
What have you done now?
No. No, it was one of those things where
Yes. No. You did something.
I did nothing.
You don't just get chastised out of the blue.
Well, that's what we were... That's why I'm late, is I was chastised today. So we were discussing my...
I'm on the side of the chastiser.
We were discussing my chastising that I took. You know, it's always nice when you get a medical professional.
What happened?
Well, they're just, you know.
You're not going to tell us now?
It's those number of drinks per week, you know. Oh. Do you want the real answer or do you want you know.
No one ever tells the truth.
Yeah, well, I told the truth today. And, you know, I was chastised a little bit. So that was
all. Well, if you tell the truth, you got to be prepared for the chastisation.
Yeah. Well, it was only.
Chastisation.
Well, the problem is like they ask you like how many like per day. And you're like, well, I don't drink that often. But then, like, we're like, when you do drink, and then, like, that was, like, the real answer, and then I was chastised for that. We're talking about, like, trying, like, where your numbers are at and, like, where you want to get, and then, you know, so you're trying to be, you know, you're trying
are you
to
talking
be...
talking about, like, cholesterol, blood pressure?
Well...
What numbers? Weight?
Yeah, like, I did, like, the full... You did, like, today I went in for, like, the whole workup. You do, like, that scan. You do, like, the 3D scan.
Yeah.
So you get your weight, you get your bone density, you get your fat, all that stuff. And then, like, they're asking, like, all right, so what are you, like, looking to do? Like, where do you want to go with this and all that? And so then they start asking, like, all the health things. And you're like, hey, you exercise pretty well. Your diet doesn't seem that bad. And they were like, well, because it was...
So what's... Yeah, they're like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
It's not adding up here. How much you drinking? Yeah, see, there you go.
So I was doing good right up until that part. And then I was like, it was like one of those. And you're like, well, I didn't... And appreciate the attitude there.
They're just trying to help you.
Yeah.
If I were a doctor, I've thought about this before. Yeah. Like, if I'm a doctor, because I have a great one right now.
Yeah.
And she knows.
Yeah.
Like you can tell in the blood work, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And, well, it's a little elevated. Like, you know, that might be the holidays, you know, or something.
Yeah, you know, depression, you know, whatever.
If I were a doctor, I would just be like, look, I just want to point this out to you and go make good choices.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
You don't need to be all up in people's business about that. We know.
Well, like, there was things.
We know.
Well, everything was good. And so I was like, I was actually really happy with everything. I was happy with bone density, was happy with body fat percentage, happy with the weight, all that stuff. And so they were like, well, what are your goals? And I said, well, how about, you know, we're trying to get the, you know.
Who sets goals?
Well, I try to set goals.
Everybody here come about 3 weeks from now, and then they, like, will fail at those goals.
Yeah, the birthday coming up. So it was like, hey, we could go from.
You turned 50, huh?
47. So it was like, we're doing this thing where, you know, like with the body scan, it's like, hey, do you want to drop from like, it's like 16 and a half. Could I get that down to like 12? And it was like, well, like that's kind of the goal. But in like when you're, it's not like you're bad. So in order to get there, you kind of have to really kind of dig into the choices you're making. And that's what led to the, you know, well, what are you doing? So to go from like 260 down to like 240, to go from like 16 and a half down to like 12, you kind of got to dig into the details. And apparently when we were digging into the details, that's when the judgment came out.
Some
about
red flags popped
some
up.
Red flags were kind of raised. So as that was the fan
that
was,
why don't you have a seat right there? I need to talk to you.
Well, you know, it's the, I was under the impression that if you're only going out like twice a week, maybe three, you're doing all right. But it's that whole number, the number of drinks when you go out, yeah. And then they, it's just, it's, you know, it's one of those.
You didn't know that?
Well, you know how we can lie to ourselves? Yeah. I'm a master of, well, I mean, it's like once a week, okay, twice, sometimes three, the rest of the week, it's hardly anything, if anything at all. But apparently it's like a, it's an average sort of thing, and, you know, it's a total number, and yeah, it's.
Okay.
You know, I didn't.
Well, it sounds like you got some info today.
I did. Hey, yeah, we got some
the
info.
Old doc.
Yeah, yeah. So that was when I came in, I was coming in hot, and the fan man was like, "Oh, where are you coming from?" And I, you know, lunch into that, and you know, judgments.
Well, it's nice to have you along. Hope everyone's having a good little Tuesday.
Well, some of us more than others.
The weather has not cooperated again today.
Nah, it's freaking terrible out there, man.
I kayaked to work.
I had to be really careful because the stand in water, you never, like, some of those are really, really nasty. And I saw like a little Nissan Leaf that I think was stuck, like in the, I think they had swamped. And so like, I never want to like drive, you never want to drive through one of those. And so it was really kind of mucking up traffic. A lot of tide pools forming on the sides of streets.
Well, there's been a lot of water out there.
Yes.
You know, it's raining.
Yeah.
Out there. We've got an atmospheric river, mm-hmm. So they're saying.
Yeah.
And we had one yesterday, or maybe it's the same one. I don't know.
I think it's the same one. I don't think we got a second
and
river.
And then I think a third one's coming tomorrow.
And then we're supposed to get like...
Or perhaps the final third.
Aren't we getting like one day of decent weather, right?
Well, it's supposed to be back to normal, you know?
Yeah, but still rain, right?
Oh, I mean, you know. You know?
You're doing this is like the drinking thing. You're like, hey, you know, it's all right. It's
it's very much like the drinking thing.
Yeah.
Like right now, it's raining too much. You're drinking too much.
Yeah.
You need to slow down or you're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one day this week. Actually, one day over the next 10 where it's not supposed to rain.
Yeah, no, it, exactly. Like you're drinking every day. It's just you're slowing down.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Wise decisions.
Yeah.
As we.
I mean, to me, one or two doesn't really count.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they want that in the count.
Mm hmm. But that's a no counties.
Well, but it's like, okay, so if you, let's see, one or two times seven. What is that? 14?
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, 7 or 14 a week.
Mm hmm.
If you put that on the little thing.
It doesn't look so bad, right?
Well, I don't think it does.
Mm.
But to them, they're like, well,
yeah,
it's a lot of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really.
That was my theory.
It was over. It was spaced out proportionally over 7 days.
See, and that was, that's
see, not a lot at all.
See, therein.
It's all in your perspective.
See, there. Exactly. Therein lies my, that was my theory, is that like, if I space that out, but they were saying that that's not really the way that works. And then I should really focus on the cutting those one or two days significantly down. And I'm like, well, those one or two days are the best days. Those are the fun days.
So is it healthier to have 14 drinks in one night?
Thank you.
Or two drinks a night?
I was under the impression it was healthier to maybe have 15 or so once or twice a week as opposed to one or two every day.
And today your doctor told you that that is not true.
Yes.
Do we need a new doctor?
It's possible. Well, technically, this isn't even my real doctor. This was like an anti-aging sort of thing. So you know what? You're right. I'm going back to the old doc.
Quacks.
I'm going back to the old doc that embraces my binging.
Imagine if you smoked.
We don't talk about cigars. That's
no. Smoked.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't. Yeah.
Imagine that. Your beard would be all yellow.
That's true. Well, it would stink like high.
Well, you would stink.
That's true.
Your breath would stink. You'd feel terrible. You'd have a headache.
See, the way I view this is by not smoking, I think I've allowed myself the right to have 15 to 20 drinks if I go out. And whose damn business is it anyways?
Us drinkers who don't do drugs.
Yeah.
We oftentimes use that as, it's like, well, I don't, I mean, it could be way worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, relative speaking.
Look at my buddy Doug.
See, you have to, that's the, you have to have the one guy around you that you can point to and be like, that guy's a real alcoholic.
Makes you feel great.
Yeah, not me. What are you talking about? Compared to that guy, comparative statements are the best. But when you're, when you're in there in the little room by yourself and you're in your underwear and you got nowhere to hide, you feel very judged. It's very attacked.
I would also like to say something that will probably make doctors mad.
Yeah.
But what do they know, right?
Exactly. They've been wrong before. Isn't that the whole COVID thing?
Seeing as how I've gotten old and grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Mm-hmm. You grump.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Schultz and I were talking off the air about just getting grumpier as you get older. And some of it's like, you know, you got to control that. Like, you got to be better, you know, personally. At the same time, doctors probably won't like the fact that I believe that booze is medicine. I don't know why they don't look at it that way. Because look at the world. How could you not drink?
Yeah.
Reading some of these headlines and seeing what is happening. How could you not drink?
Thank you. A wiser man than me once said, the human condition requires some anesthesia from time to time.
That's right.
I mean, that's Freddie Mercury. I mean, God, why not take medical advice from the guy that died at 36 or whatever? But
well, it's Ernest Hemingway who said an intelligent man is sometimes forced to be drunk to spend time with fools.
Even better.
And he was very intelligent.
He was.
Yes.
And look, this is life. How do doctors not understand this? What? We're not going to go through this crap sober. I can't get through it sober.
Exactly.
So take your drinking survey and shove it.
Someone said, why don't you just switch your drinking to blow, problem solved. Yeah, you know, hey.
You could.
Yeah.
No. And you'd be like Chris Farley, like bleeding all over the set of SNL. Just don't do that.
Well, see, problem is he was doing both. You got to make a choice.
Yeah. Exactly. This is what I'm saying.
You got to make wise decisions.
I have stayed in my lane. I stay in my lane.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a pretty good governor. Yeah. Didn't always, but do now. Yeah. And that's about the best my doctor's going
to
get.
I mean, to be fair, I am drinking light beers and I'm drinking straight alcohol, not mixers. Hello, the White Russians. That probably doesn't help.
You know what?
That's more at the end of the evening.
You have to have the, what do they call it? What's the vodka soda? Like the skinny bitch or something?
Yeah. It's like a vodka press or whatever.
Yeah, vodka soda. With lime.
I have several friends of mine that are really drinkers, and they love to do that. Well, I'm just drinking vodka, so it's fine.
Yeah.
The vodka is the lying to yourself that you're drinking is somehow healthy. Or the wine people will do the...
Well, wait. It's not healthy.
Healthier.
But it's healthier than some things you could drink.
Well, vodka guy and wine guy love to try to throw the hell thing in your face as if they're... making good decisions.
I'm drinking no calories.
Well,
they are making good decisions compared to other decisions. Now, is it a good decision overall? No, probably not. Yeah. But we all know that.
Yeah.
We're not stupid. Okay?
Some of us are.
I mean,
people know, they just choose.
That's right. Hey, you get it. We look in the mirror. I looked in the mirror this morning like, God.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. Yeah. But I don't care. Okay? When you get to be 50, you don't care.
Yeah, we all make choices. So some of us choose not to exercise at all. Some people choose to eat like crap. Some people to have a few beverages. Maybe some people like to chop some stuff up and use a mirror. Whatever it is, the bottom line is we're all digging our own grave. It's just what shovel we choose and how fast we choose to dig. And to Rob's point, sometimes choosing the hand trowel, maybe that's the best you can do. It's going to take you a while.
Now, we do have a recovering alcoholic who has texted
in. You're a quitter, sir.
Ooh. He says, be good to your body, fellas.
Yeah, well.
And here's my... But this is, I think, the entirety of our point.
Yeah.
Listen, I've seen bad alcoholism, okay?
It's bad.
It is really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Okay? And very, very taxing on not only the person, but the family. It's bad.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you've seen how bad it can get. And there are varying degrees of alcoholism. Mm-hmm. I think what we're saying is, all things considered, we're doing fine.
Yeah. That's all.
We are pretty good to our body. What we're saying is lay off of the 25% where you got a survey and we have to tell you how bad we are to our bodies. 75%. Why don't you ever ask me about the good things I'm doing to my body? I just ate a bag of broccoli. You didn't ask about that.
I do love it. When that question does come up, there's always that moment of hesitation. And you're like, well. And as someone said on it, said his wife's a doctor, and they say basically take whatever number you give them and you double. It's like when this person goes to the dentist and they're like, how often do you floss? You're like, 3 times a week, right as you start bleeding all over their instruments. You know, it's like, hey, they can tell. They can tell. She's just, you know.
I was at the dentist today. She asked again.
That you don't floss?
They know I don't floss. Yeah, I tell them. I laugh in their face about flossing.
They still have to ask the question.
They must.
They can open up your mouth and just look and tell if you floss, too.
It is
true.
How
are your gums? I'm like, well, they're fine. Yeah. I don't know.
They're not fine.
That's why I'm here.
Mr. Stabby here is about to send you on a wild red ride that you know.
Why are you asking me about my gums? If I knew about my gums, I wouldn't come to the dentist.
Good times.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is one of the worst things in life, the dentist.
It's not great, but I have a wonderful hygienist.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I like going to the dentist because I get praise.
And I have a great dentist. I had Dr. Stu Parks.
Dr. Stu.
Fan of the program. Yeah. He was part of the Weasel Tour.
Yeah.
He brought us out to Columbia Edgewater.
They're like growing teeth now.
He's
too.
Great.
Yeah, the Japanese are growing teeth.
Yep.
Yeah, so pretty soon if you have rotten teeth, you can go to Tokyo and get yourself new teeth.
That's all good.
I always like going to the dentist because that's where I like shine. Like, he never has anything bad to say. He's like, the gums are great. He's like, he loves it. It's like the best thing. I should go to the dentist more often to find out how great my health is. I'm like, you kidding me? I come out of there feeling like $1 million.
Yeah, ask him how many drinks you're supposed to have a week.
Yeah. They do ask that, which, by the way,
the
Dr. Gillespie, what is that on the intake form? They do ask you about alcohol, drug use.
Not mine. Stu knows what's up. He took that question off my survey.
I think Dr. Greg knows too, but it is on that survey. I'm interested in that. I'm like, I should answer. The answer should be none of your damn business. That's what.
None ya. Thank you. There's your opening segment today. It was about life. It's complicated, okay?
It is complicated.
And it's hard for some of us. Give us a break.
Yeah. Very gray. Not black and white.
Dude, we're all just trying to get through
to
the finish line.
We're all
right?
just trying to get there, okay? Some of us are better at it than others.
No.
And
some of us have a great time, just saying. What's that worth, by the way? In the cost analysis, what's that worth?
It should be weighed. I'm with you.
You want, like...
Yes.
You want 91 Mother Teresa years, or do you want, like, 72 Frank Sinatra years?
That's right. That's right. So they give you the form, and they say, how much do you drink? And you're like, I drink 16 drinks a night minimum. There should be also another question where they're like, well, how much fun is that?
Thank you.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the funnest, it's to 10 every night.
Yeah.
Well, then I think let's cut you to 14.
But if I cut to 14, that may not end up with an evening at the Horse Brass having some bread pudding. And that's a great way to end a night of drinking. Just saying.
Yeah, they should just do it like, okay, well, listen, we think you're going to die at 80. Now that you've told us how much you drink, we think you're going to die at 60.
Yeah, that might get
If you feel good about that.
That may get my attention.
Fire away.
Nah, we're gonna mitigate it in other ways. We got this.
That was one thing that always stuck with me at the end of Juiced by Jose Canseco. His, you know, hey, we all took steroids in baseball book from 20 years ago. At the end, he was like, I had more fun than any adult man, like, should have in his lifetime.
And
it was all worth it.
Yeah,
so,
see, like, there is,
yeah,
there is that nobody ever talks about.
It's true. Yeah. It's like, that always stuck
with
you.
Die young, but... Like, you know,
hell of a time.
Let's talk about the 27 Club or whatever. You know,
yeah.
That's really young.
Yeah, I don't want to die at 27.
Well, no one does.
But
if you're going to, having a life like Jimi Hendrix or
Chris Farley or
maybe not Amy Winehouse. She was
nor Kurt Cobain. Let's focus on the Frank Sinatras of the world that made it a little longer.
How old did he make?
I think
was
Frank,
like 82.
Yeah, Frank made it into his 70s or 80s.
Well, then that's just
he died in 1998. I know that
Sinatra is what you want.
82.
Yeah, you want those Sinatra, Sammy Davis sort of years.
Stealing.
That's what you want.
All right.
Can we go home now?
And now we don't know where to go from here.
I know where we're going, but I don't want to go there.
I understand. We should probably break, though.
Did you just burp?
I did.
Oh, man.
Thought it was apropos.
I have a story today about women's farts.
We're off to a rousing start.
What? I do.
I think I saw the story.
Yeah, did you see this?
Yeah.
It's whose farts smell worse, women's or men's? Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting results.
I saw this.
You're going to learn about that today if you stick around with us long enough.
You're going to learn a lot of things.
But it's not going to be next.
No.
Do you know what's next?
I don't know.
How bad does Jalen Hurts suck?
I told you yesterday we were going to have that conversation at some point. Turns out that some point is now.
Next on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well, when we left last night, it was halftime of the Chargers and Eagles Monday night game, and we were laughing rather hard, actually, about the fact that there were 6 turnovers in the first half.
Dude, it's one of the worst offensive games you'll ever see. And there's good defense sometimes, but then there's just bad offense. That was a combination of okay defense and just rotten offense.
I emergency called my therapist today and said, listen, I need to talk about what I'm watching on this Monday night game.
Yeah.
Like, do you have, I need to,
I'm going to go home and start drinking.
I need
to come
in. How
are you not supposed to drink watching that Monday night game?
I'm still trying to process what I watched last night.
Yeah.
So it was 6 turnovers and then there was a 7th, but that was in the middle of 2 other turnovers, so it didn't count, which I think is hilarious.
That's true.
So then, fittingly, as the game ended, there were more turnovers and more. Yeah. And then the game ended on a goal line turnover.
It could only end. I was sitting there watching on the couch, and I literally had that thought as they were driving down. I was like, dude, there's only one way this ends, and that's with the turnover. And then, like, 2 plays later, he throws the ball in between basically 3 guys, and we're going the other
way. Well, if you believe in football gods, it is fitting.
Yes. I thought you had something else coming beyond that.
Well, no.
It's
fitting.
It's fitting.
He had turned it over all night.
Yeah.
You're not going to win this game. The football gods are not going to let you win this game.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to win this game. You've been turning it over all night, and now all of a sudden you think you're going to win this game? No, sir.
And Jalen not up Hurts in here.
Threw another pick, 4 picks, 1 fumble, 5 turnovers. He sucks.
It's not good.
The Eagles pretty much suck, and the Chargers win.
Well, that seems a little simplistic, but yes.
Well, they do.
There is.
They're terrible.
There is.
We were talking about this even when they were winning.
Yeah. They have one of the worst passing offenses in the NFL, and their defense isn't quite what it was last year. I mean, last year, it's funny. The last couple years, this to an extent has been a little bit of the Eagles. It's not like these problems are new. It's just that the defense and the run game were able to mask this. And then Jalen Hurts, for whatever you think of Jalen Hurts,
I think he sucks.
I understand. Jalen Hurts has his moments that in big games, he has been awesome. I mean, the two Super Bowls they've played in, Jalen Hurts has been phenomenal. Last year, you can make the argument it wouldn't have mattered. Phillip Rivers could have played in that game. They would have won the Super Bowl. That was about the Eagles' defense. But the Jalen Hurts thing has been a discussion now his whole career. Is Jalen Hurts good, or is Jalen Hurts the product of having the best team in football around him? And the truth is, both of those things are true. Jalen Hurts is good, and Jalen Hurts has the best football team around him. The problem is that Jalen Hurts, when he has deficiencies in his team around him, it magnifies the deficiencies in his game. And when we have the sort of playoff runs that Jalen Hurts has had, we do this with coaches too. Like, you win a Super Bowl and automatically we're like, oh my God, you're great. See Nick Sirianni. And the truth is, Jalen Hurts is not much different this year than he's been in years past. He just is getting exposed a little bit more and he's having bad turnovers. And so we've seen this enough, and because we're coming off the highs of last year, now that's the comparative statement sitting it right next to each other. But the truth is, this has kind of been Jalen Hurts, and he's getting exposed, and it's not great. And everyone tried to make him out to be an elite quarterback, and the people that actually study the position have been saying for years, guys, this is not a top 10 quarterback in the league. And we're now having to have that harsh realization of, well, they gave him a lot of money. The offensive line isn't what it once was. They can't really run the ball. And right now their offense is kind of ass.
This goes back, though, to my Sam Darnold takes, in that Hurts, when I say Hurts sucks, it's because he's really not that good.
Yeah.
I don't mean he sucks.
Yes.
But because he won a Super Bowl, we think he's better than he is. He's just not.
Yeah.
Now, I can live with Hurts if he doesn't turn it over.
Yeah.
But last night, so if, for those that don't know, he has not been turning it over all year.
No.
He only had, I think, how many picks did he have last night? Four?
Four.
He only had two picks
yeah.
the whole season
because that's
before last night.
That's kind of his MO.
Exactly. Yeah. He sucks, but he doesn't turn it over.
Yes.
I love that. I can live with that. This is why I bring it back to Sam Darnold. I cannot stand the Sam Darnolds of the world that can look better than Jalen Hurts at times, mm-hmm. right? Can sling in and hit Smith and Jigba all day, who's always wide open, and then beat the bad teams, but then against the good teams, he turns it over three times and you lose,
yeah.
right? Like,
yeah.
I hate that. That makes me so mad
yeah.
because I would rather just have, I really would, I would rather have just the mediocre Jalen Hurts who doesn't turn it over
sure.
than I would the high and low Sam Darnold who kills me with turnovers. Turnovers are like the number one thing you cannot do if as a quarterback, and you can only live with them if the guy's elite,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So now that Hurts, if we're getting into this, maybe that was a one-off in terms of turnovers. I will say the third one, that was on A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, A.J. Brown, you want to talk about a guy who sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with A.J. Brown.
Well, he's just checked out.
But it just seems like he doesn't even care to make any of these plays.
Yeah.
So that's another problem. But I live with Jalen Hurts, but I can't live with Jalen Hurts if he's turning it over. And I, you know, of course, five times a game. If he's turning it over once or twice, I can't live with that. Yeah. He's not good enough
no.
to overcome that. But he's fine if he's not turning it over. He's just not great. He's not elite. Never has been.
No. No. You look through his stats. Since he took over, completion percentage 61, 66, 65, 68, this year 64, yards 31, 37, 38, 29 last year, 27 this year, he'll finish a little over 3,000. You know, touchdowns, it's all about the same, 16, 22, 23, 18, 19, interceptions, 9, 6, 5, 6, the one-off year was 15, where it was really bad, remember that was the year where they imploded, they started, 10-0, and then everything fell apart. This has kind of been him. But it's so odd that now we're having to have this like giant discussion of what's wrong with Jalen Hurts when the reality is
nothing. It's just that you can't. Well, that was unusual.
That was unusual. But the truth.
But he doesn't see the field very well.
Yes, and never
so
has.
So it's amazing that he doesn't turn it over more.
Yeah.
Right. But he doesn't.
Well, they don't throw it that much, and Hurts, I think if you want to to give credit to Hurts, I think he understands his limitations and he doesn't try to do a lot of dumb things. And when they run the ball and play defense, Hurts can be a very serviceable quarterback because in big moments, it's the one thing you say about him. He's got a little Eli Manning in him. That when the moments are big in the postseason, Jalen Hurts has been really good. But in the regular season, he's just kind of there. But whenever in the past you've said, dude, I think he's like the 15th best quarterback in the league, people rip your head off. And then it again, when we go back and it turns into a race thing and it's a, you're a hater and this and that. And it's just none of that is true. It's just this is the reality. And now I think people are having the uncomfortable conversation that he's making a lot of money. You're having, it's a harder time to assemble a team. And we all know that, right? Once you pay a guy 45, 50 million bucks, it's harder to build around. And again, the old line isn't what it was. You've got a star receiver that hates your quarterback that seems to be checked out. Your running back had 400 and something touches last year. He's kind of fallen off a cliff and your defense lost some guys. And so everything has gone down like 20 to 25%. And when your team goes down 20, 25%, you need to have some Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. You have to have all of those guys then raise their game 20%. And I think what we're finding out, finally, to an uncomfortable level with a lot of people, he doesn't have that 20%. He can do it sometimes in the playoffs, but he doesn't have that next level. This is who he is.
All right, let's carry this over because it doesn't just apply to the Eagles. You've got the Chiefs and Ravens. You know, those three teams were the top three teams in terms of Super Bowl favorites at the start of the year.
Yep.
And every one of their offenses sucks right now.
And they all may miss the playoffs.
So can they fix their offenses this late? And if so, how? That's next. Here is Schultz.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
But believe it or not, we're talking sports, very hardcore football sports.
Sports!
The Eagles, offensive problems, and Jalen Hurts, and A.J. Brown.
Well, it's not good when you've lost, you know, three in a row. The one win that you did have, I mean, think about this. Going back after that Giants game, and this is the Eagles, they beat the Packers, but they beat them 10-7. They beat the Lions 16-9, and now you've dropped three in a row, scoring 21, 15, and 19. That's not like a blip on the radar. Mm. That's massive, massive problems.
I don't really understand why A.J. Brown is checked out. Well, can you explain that?
He's got, well, one, their passing game stinks. It stunk for several years.
Well, I know, but last night.
And he's a pain in the ass.
Their passing game does look. Maybe it's just the fact that he hates playing with Jalen Hurts.
I think there is a
but Jalen Hurts hit him in the hands like five times last night, and he chooses not to catch. It's almost like he is choosing not to catch the damn ball. It's unbelievable. And there's a couple plays where it's like, dude, do you want yards? Do you like dive? Make an effort.
And this goes back to maybe just a larger problem inside the locker room that has been going on for several years. They, for whatever reason, they don't get along.
They don't.
I don't know what it is. You know, Devontae Smith is another A-plus receiver on that side, and he seems to be kind of the voice of reason. But A.J. Brown for several years now has had issues here. And yet, when he's on, like, A.J. Brown, remember that game against the Rams where they were going nowhere fast? Like, their offense was putrid. And then in the second half, they just figured out, dude, F it, we're just going to throw the ball to A.J. Brown. He can single-handedly take over a game. But this is the problem with a lot of receivers. They're problematic. Receivers are the most temperamental position in all of football, and A.J. Brown is as temperamental as they come. And at some point, Philadelphia is going to ask the question, does this make any sense? Because A.J. Brown, certainly being brought over from Tennessee, was a great trade for them. But after this year, they're going to have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and be like, dude, he's not worth what we're paying him.
He is definitely not. I just don't understand. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around. You're temperamental because you want action.
Yeah, but when you get action.
And you aren't getting it. But then you get the action. Yeah. Like last night, they were throwing to A.J. Brown.
Yep.
Hurts had a bad night, but he hit A.J. Brown several times.
Yeah.
And you get the action, and then you don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense. Dude, you are off my team.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I don't care how much we're having.
They targeted him, and this is the other one, too. They have made an effort. If we go to those last five games where I've told you that there's been problems, they targeted him 11 times in Detroit, 10 with the Cowboys, 12 in Chicago, and 13
this
last night.
This is what I'm saying.
He is getting his looks.
Exactly. And he does. It's like he doesn't want them now, but that was why he was being a bitch.
And he had two touchdowns against the Bears. Like, he's been productive. That's a deeper problem that I don't... you'd have to be inside that locker room. And I'll tell you what, the day you figure out a temperamental receiver-quarterback relationship, you go ahead and let me know what that's about.
Man, give me the Smith and Jigbas and the... You know, I mean, give me the guy, like a Baldwin all those years. Yeah. I don't mean to just name Seahawks, but I just mean, I feel like the Seahawks have the market covered on just freaking reliable, do your job. Yeah. Well, I guess they had Metcalf for a while, so that's not all.
It's
true,
hard, man. That
they're out there, though. And if I'm building a team, my wide receivers, dude, if you show any sign of being a diva, I want no part of you. Yeah. There are plenty of guys that can catch the ball, the Puka Nacuas of the world, who aren't going to be a problem for me.
Yeah.
We don't need your bullsh.
A.J. Brown, since coming over from Tennessee, has been amazing for them, but it does come with problems, and eventually the juice isn't worth the squeeze, and I feel like, I'd have to look and see what his contract situation is, but I feel like A.J. Brown is starting to get into that territory where...
Starting.
It's well, but again... Against Chicago, he was their offense. Against the Rams, he was their offense. At times, his ability to win one-on-one in a team that refuses to throw the ball over the middle, whether that's scheme, whether that's the quarterback's inability, or he just doesn't feel comfortable because he doesn't want to turn the ball over. So much of Jalen Hurts' offense is, I just need a guy that can win a one-on-one on the outside. And I love Devontae Smith, but the only guy that can consistently win one-on-one on the outside is A.J. Brown. So they in some cases, he just kind of holds them hostage to that because their quarterback is so limited that at times their only passing game is that. Just, A.J., go beat someone on the outside and we'll have Hurts throw it up to you. But, and that's a really crappy passing game.
It's just, Anyway, by the way,
yeah, they have him... They have him for one more year, and then there's a potential out. So he could find himself elsewhere next year. And maybe that, by the way, that could be one of those things that's just better for everybody. If he's not there,
of course. I think that's pretty obvious, but they haven't seen it that way yet. So anyway, the Eagles. I don't know if it's the Kellen Moore effect. I mean, he's gone, and maybe he was better for Hurts than we knew. But the Eagles' offense sucks, the Chiefs' offense is bad, and right now, and the Ravens' offense is bad. Well, so how do they fix those offenses? We're going to get to that. That's going to be the next question.
Yeah. The other one, too, is the Kevin, is it, I forget what his name, it's like Paltlow or whatever, they're OC now.
For who?
For the Eagles, right? Oh. This is one of those, he's been with Sirianni forever, and we've seen this in that Sirianni hasn't necessarily done great promoting from within. It's always been to go outside the room, and he tried to do the, like, promote from within, and there may be a sense of, much like they had a couple years ago, remember where they got rid of coordinators and the guys they brought in did not work at all, and they had to go in and change that again. And yes, it does feel like maybe this version of their offense, with the offensive line being a little bit less, Saquon not really working, they need some fresh ideas. Like, they need to go back under center. Like, and I've seen several people point that out. And last night you saw some wrinkles out of that, and Saquon actually had 100 yards rushing. They need to kind of reinvent this, and it's not going to happen this year. But Sirianni's a very loyal guy, but this OC being promoted from within and try to keep continuity, it's not working. You probably should go outside and get a fresh set of ideas to come in and look at this.
All right, coming up in 15 minutes, okay, 4 o'clock segment, the unlikely school that is breaking the seal on private equity. But we'll wrap up this conversation next. I do want to ask, how do these, you know, these teams are good, or should be, Eagles, Chiefs, Ravens, nobody wants to write them off, but shouldn't we? I mean, I don't know how you fix your offense this late. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. All right, wrapping up the NFL discussion here, although we do have more NFL later because Philip Rivers is back, baby.
Well, kind of.
No, he's back. He is all the way back.
He's on the practice squad. Let's not put him in the game just yet. It could be elder abuse.
How do these teams... I know that their problems are all different.
Yeah.
And I know that we're going to say, well, the Chiefs, their offensive line is so banged up right now. And that's true.
Yeah.
But they have had offensive issues for most of the season.
Yes.
The Ravens, it's inexplicable at this point, because they're healthy. I mean, for a while they were hurt, but
the Ravens
not.
Are the hardest one to explain.
And then the Eagles. So can you fix your offense this late?
I don't think Kansas City can fix theirs. One, that offensive line is not getting any better. Their run game is kind of ass. Travis Kelce is a shell of what he was. And Rashee Rice just hasn't been what you were hoping for coming back. Each one of those guys, whether it's Rice or Worthy, has shown you, like, potential to maybe kind of go one step forward. But that's all it is really potential. In fact, I mean, you go back, the game that they lost last week, which probably cost them their playoffs, I think it's like 16%. They're not making the postseason. The multiple drops on those fourth down plays. I mean, Andy Reid's getting killed, but those are completable passes. Hunt had one, Rice had one, and Kelce had one. Were they great passes? No. Were they all catchable? Yes. So this is really about Mahomes trying to lift up this whole offense, and it's too much. They're going to have, of these groups, they're going to probably have to have the hardest conversation in the offseason of, it's probably time to take a step backwards to take a step forward. They need to kind of tear some stuff down, and they need an influx of youth and talent. So theirs isn't getting fixed, especially with that offensive line. Even though, to be honest with you, I thought their offensive line, for as many backups as they had, I thought it was okay against the Texans. It wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst thing, and they schemed it up. They were running some 7-man protections, keeping a back and a tight end in, and I really just think their guys on the outside let them down.
And by the way, Travis Kelce needs to retire.
It's time. And by the way, they're not going to bring him back. I mean,
needs to retire more, Travis Kelce or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, that's good. Travis Kelce. There's just such a lack of quarterback play in this league. There's a place for Cousins. You're telling me Indianapolis right now, if they could find a way to go bring in Kirk Cousins, they would in a heartbeat. No one wants Travis Kelce.
Listen, I know that Kirk Cousins could get another job, but have you watched him at all?
It's not great.
He's terrible.
Yes.
At any rate, so is Atlanta, so maybe it's not all his fault. Okay, so then the Eagles and Ravens.
The Ravens is the one, to me, that is the most kind of head-scratcher. Like, Philly's is more of, the offensive line is taking a step back, and they need to find a way to activate Saquon Barkley. Last night, when Saquon Barkley was running the ball, it looked pretty good. I mean, honestly,
and then they just go away from it.
It makes no sense. They need to get under center. I think Philadelphia is the team that, if you ask me who could fix their problem the easiest, it's Philadelphia. One, they're the one team that's going to make the postseason. I think Baltimore obviously still could. Their division is still up for grabs. The Chiefs aren't making it. Philly's going to make it. You've got a month now to figure this out. And that is, you have to recommit to being under center, play action team, running the ball, and getting A.J. Brown to pull his head out of his ass and realize getting 10 targets is still pretty good, and get on the same page and just settle Jalen Hurts down a little bit. I don't think that one is that big a deal. That is fixable. The Ravens one, that's the one where I don't have a good answer for what is wrong, other than, is it possible that Lamar Jackson, when healthy, is so superhuman a la Josh Allen that we just overvalue what else is on their team? And now that Lamar is playing at 65,
are we 70, sure he's that?
I don't know. That's,
they didn't really talk about
they
it.
They won't talk about it.
So he doesn't really look hurt, but he's also not running the way he used to. So,
yes.
And they said, a hamstring and an ankle?
Yes.
Before they said that.
Yes.
But, so that stands to reason, because if you do watch him, he is not running as much as he doesn't have that explosive run the way he used to.
Yeah.
But he's also throwing it terribly.
Yeah. And so that's the one that I don't really know, other than, can Lamar Jackson just be Lamar? I think we're just so used to him being this otherworldly player that maybe we took him for granted. And now that we're seeing a much lesser version of him, we're like, why is their offense so bad?
Well, and they have Derrick Henry,
who they don't run the ball. Like, they can't
run
the ball.
So I don't, this is going to be a hot take, okay? Can I call for the ball for the final take of the hour?
Do it.
Of sports radio here on The Fan today?
Go.
This is a hot take.
Yeah.
I think John Harbaugh needs to be fired.
I don't think that's the worst take in the world.
And I think that he needs to be fired more than Nick Sirianni. Thank you. That's my hot take.
I think there might be some truth to that.
I'm not kidding, man. How many times are you going to be disappointed in John Harbaugh teams?
Yeah.
They let you down every year.
Every year.
He's out. Get him out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know who you bring in, but it's over.
It does feel like maybe some fresh blood might be someone that could come in and inject some life. But right now you have an aging running back that you don't want to commit to running the ball, and you have an offense built around the most athletic player to ever play the position that doesn't seem to be that athletic right now.
Well, they rushed for 217. To be fair, they rushed for 217 yards against the Steelers.
Yeah.
They outrushed them 217 to 34
and lost. Yeah.
Is that? Now you get to the, and maybe we'll talk about this later. We're out of time now, but the Isaiah Likely, I thought that was a touchdown.
Yeah.
And so you could say that the Ravens did win that game and everything would be fine in Baltimore, but
it's still 19 of 35 for 219 with a tutty and a pick. It's still not Lamar. And that's why I said the Ravens is the one that is kind of a head scratcher. They should be better than this. Their offense should be better. They should be winning games, and yet they're not. There's too many, what the F with the Baltimore Ravens. It's just,
all right.
It's kind of bizarre. That's the hardest one for me to answer.
There's your NFL talk. Coming up next, we have a school who has broken the seal on private equity. They are going to get $500 million. Who are they? And what will they do with that money?
It's a lot of money.
Next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.